Support for ag programming on WILL comes from Clean Grid Alliance, a nonprofit focusing on agriculture and clean energy in the Midwest. Through voluntary wind and solar leases, farmland can support energy development while maintaining long-term land use options. More information at cleangridalliance.org.
From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. You're listening to Morning Edition. Good morning. It is Friday, February 13th at 8:56, and we have Danny Poff on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Danny.
Hey, good morning, Kimberly. It's great to be here. We have mixed to lower trade and early action on this Friday morning. March corn down a quarter of a cent at 431. March soybeans down 9 3/4 at 1127.5. And the March Chicago SRW wheat contract down 4.5 cents at 548.5. Checking on outside markets, last check, the Dow Jones down 178 points at 49,273. And March WTI crude oil down just 20 cents at 62.64. That oil contract, it's been within a stone's throw of $60 crude in the face of a lot of geopolitical headwinds and major headlines you think would spark or you know, do some sort of price volatility, but it's been pretty close to $60 here for several months here recently. We did get a CPI report out this morning, and many were surprised to see that rate of inflation lower at 2.4% versus trade expectations closer to 2.5% for the month of January. CPI data excludes food and energy costs. I think the market here this morning, Kimberly, is, you know, wanting to see more confirmation of Chinese business here buying U.S. soybeans. Trump really got the market really excited a week or two ago with his True Social post about purchase agreements potentially getting up to 20 million metric tons. So we're wanting to see evidence of commerce and business, and they report those flash sales at 8 a.m. every morning, and nothing to report this morning. So I think it's a little bit of a corrective action here after being a little bit overbought, and maybe beans are getting a little bit ahead of themselves just a little bit. So markets a little lower ahead of the long weekend. The markets will be closed on Monday for President's Day. China buying might be a little slower too, just because of the Chinese New Year holiday. It's around the corner. Their markets will be closed, many of them anyway, February 17th through the 23rd of February. We need to keep an eye on old crop versus new crop spreads. And that's basically saying the old crop is worth more, it's more valuable than new crop. Right now, the July-November is a 43-cent inverse. Just 2 weeks ago, that was a 10-cent inverse. So if China's going to come in and buy soybeans when they really economically probably shouldn't, they can buy beans cheaper from Brazil, we might see that inverse really explode potentially later this summer. So we'll see down the road. It's just, you know, Brazil is in the thick of harvest right now, and for them to be buying U.S. beans in this non-traditional window is just contra-seasonal. The Brazil crop, USDA pegged at 180 million metric tons, easily a record crop, easily a record crop. U.S. soybean carryout, 350 million bushels, that's comfortable, not burdensome, and not on fumes at that 350. U.S. corn carryout, though, even though they trimmed it, on the last report, it's still 2.12 billion bushels with a B. So a lot of corn available. Soybeans, probably the more interesting story moving forward. For those of you with basis contracts or HTA contracts first of March, you got to be out of that in the next week or two. And we're seeing these spreads widen here on the front end. March, May, soybean is a 15-cent carry, and March, May, corn is a 10-cent carry. So if you don't want to roll that, you got to be pretty cognizant of what is needed to get that price the next week or two to get paid and move on. So I hope everyone has a great weekend. We got some better temperatures coming, Kimberly. So looking forward to a nice weekend.
Thanks so much, Danny. Have a good rest of your day and a good weekend. And we do have some warmer temperatures expected for today. Sunny skies with a high of 54 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of light rain late in the day and a high of 50 degrees. And on Sunday, partly cloudy with a high of 58 degrees. Currently in Bloomington Normal, fair skies and 39 degrees. In Rantoul, fair skies and 34 degrees. And here in Urbana, fair skies and 39 degrees. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Thanks for listening.